This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:10 in the evening. You're listening to Lynn and Ayman. And throughout this week for our monthly 101, we are talking about Industry 4.0, specifically the promises that it holds for us and the challenges that it's going to hold for us to address in order to adapt successfully to all the needs that it might really present to us.
Yeah, and yesterday we talked about why Malaysia has to make that change in order to maintain our economic position in the international stage. And we talked about how prepared Malaysia is for this transformation. And one of the things that came up inevitably was how industries and the job market will change.
Yes, and you know what? We are also wanting to know how you feel, because today we're taking a closer look into the changing job market. How are jobs in Malaysia going to be different as our industries change and, you know, take different forms, take different shapes in order to accommodate IR 4.0. So we want to know whether you feel prepared. I mean, do you think you're prepared? Do you think your children are prepared for the job market needs that IR 4.0 is going to present? And I spoke yesterday about my anxieties. So yeah, I think it's just, I don't like the unknown. I don't like how, I don't like not knowing what jobs are going to look like. I don't like not necessarily knowing how my job might potentially change. So I have, yeah, a lot of complicated feelings about this that you're going to be hearing me work out on air fundamentally over this week.
Yeah, but I'm more optimistic about it because there's so many new opportunities that will be created, new kinds of jobs that we just cannot imagine where it look like. And I'm excited to see how our lives will be transformed by the sort of changes that will be brought about by IR 4.0 in a positive way.
So tell us whether or not you land on either side of this. I mean, do you feel that your job is safe? Do you feel that you might need to adapt, change, learn new things? And I know that we have to do that throughout our lives anyway, but in this case, specifically for the needs of IR 4.0, do you think that that's a thing that you need to think about? You can call us with your thoughts, 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Lim Ka Cheng, who is the Chief Operating Officer at the Human Resources Development Fund. That is coming your way after this. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. It is officially 7:15 and you are with Lynn and Ayman on the Evening Edition. And like we said, we are talking today about Industry 4.0, this entire week, we've been talking about how Malaysia needs to change. Now we're talking about jobs, because that's, of course, the next great concern, right? The changing job market, how its needs are going to shape the kinds of training that we require as well. So to take a closer look at that, we have Lim Ka Cheng, who is Chief Operating Officer at the Human Resources Development Fund. Firstly, thank you so much for joining us. Now, currently the two biggest sectors in Malaysia are services and manufacturing. What does this mean for the trends in job market changes that we're expecting to see?
So I think related to Industry 4.0, I think both this sector will be affected. I think what we feel that there won't be any major sort of like job destruction, but more so actually the job will undergo changes in the occupation itself. That means what was actually previously in the job, you have a typical skill set, so the skill set will actually be a bit more complicated. So actually, to give you an example, in the previous, actually, if you are hired as a executive, so when we actually talk about the third revolution, so the executive have to actually adopt to more IT skills. But as we actually move into IR4, a lot of these pillars are related to how we are connected better. So I think the job itself or the data, especially big data, will play a big role. So it actually requires the executive to know more about this data connectivity and how to actually understand all this data, how are they connected to bring value for the job. So back to actually the fundamental, I think both will be equally affected, because some of these pillar, it actually cut across both sector.
And have we seen much changes in these industries in terms of adapting their workforce?
I think one of the things that we've been, like apart from what I just mentioned, when the big data is actually being mentioned, even like a year ago, we actually went back to our industry and actually do a survey. And of course, they come back and say that there is actually a need, especially in the top five pillar. And the top five pillar that we is mentioned back to us are system integration, Internet of Things, cybersecurity, big data analytics, and cloud computing. But as we look into actually the training data that actually we have for the past 5 years, we do find that actually employer or the industry are actually investing more in terms of actually training their people or their workforce. From the year of 2014 to 2018, we see actually a 22% increase in the financial assistance that we approve for the employers to train their people. And one of actually the skill set that we observe that are actually highly prioritized by the industry is the IT skill area. And IT skill area, the way we look at it, is actually very much linked to the IR4, because that is the fundamental when you actually want to do things like cybersecurity, cloud computing, and also big data.
So looking at another sector, the Ministry of Agriculture has also said that they are looking to modernise the agriculture sector. How will IR 4.0 play into this?
I think if you look at IR4 technology, the sector specific. So I think any modernisation adopted by any sector would be good in terms of making the activity there more efficient and productive. There is actually a lot of literature that talk about how our agriculture in Malaysia can be modernized. And of course, from our perspective, as long as actually the skill set can assist them in sort of like more to interpret data, for example, or actually to look at how the agriculture infrastructure can be a bit more connected, that will bring about actually a better operating environment. And of course, with a better operating environment, they can be more productive and efficient.
So who will be the groups of workers that will be most affected by the changes that Industry 4.0 will bring about?
I think a lot of the literature will point that those that are in the low-skill category, and especially those whose job are labor-intensive, low in complexity, and also their job has a high content of routine work, I think they are the one that will be affected, because with the IR4, this can be replaceable. So this is also an area we are looking at HRDF, how we can work along with industry to sort of like assist this category of people that will be affected. So one of the things that actually we are doing, and this is also by one of the company, they have actually a program where they look at their operator who have been serving the company for quite a while, they have years of experience, and because they have to actually upgrade their plant to newer technology, so they actually partner with HRDF to train their worker under the recognition of prior experiential and learning to upgrade them. So this is actually what we are doing. So as long as employer recognize that actually the employees need training to be upskilled, HRDF will partner with them to alongside, so that actually this worker will gain the competency that are still relevant amidst actually the incoming or the influx of new technology, especially in the IR4.
So on the other hand, are there going to be jobs that just won't be affected as much?
I think all jobs will be affected as we go through a revolution. It depends on the context of to what extent or the degree of extent you will be affected. I think the IR4, to me, I think if you use a word to describe it, it's more about how we are connected, better connected. So if we are better connected, I think all jobs will be affected in that extent.
And how will IR4 affect the situation around migrant workers in Malaysia?
I think as far as migrant worker concern, is actually based on needs. Still, actually, the person that fill the job would be those that have the relevant skill, notwithstanding whether they are migrant or Malaysian. So as far as HRDF concern, actually, Malaysia worker can be trained to all skill. And we should actually embark on this journey to train our Malaysian workers so that we be less dependent on migrant workers. So, and of course, with the IR4, we can actually make a job more humanized with the technology. And with that aspect, I think we can place our Malaysian worker in all jobs that is available in Malaysia.
Could you explain, I think, what you meant when you said that technology can actually further humanize jobs?
So I think if today a job can be dangerous, you can actually use this IR4 to remove that element of technology and place it to automation, for example, and therefore actually the job can be a bit better for to don't have that element of the 3D, the dangerous element. So I think in that context, we should consider how we can use this IR4 to change the occupation so that all Malaysians can actually fit into the job.
Are we concerned about the rights of workers who will be affected the most? What are we doing to anticipate that?
I think the context about those jobs then can be replaceable. So like what I just explained just now, so I think companies should look at how the skill upgrading can be one solution instead of replacing the job. If the job evolve to require higher skill due to IR4, then actually companies should consider to train the worker to be equipped with the skill to be able to handle the IR4 technology in that particular job. So today, give example, today if I am an IT worker, so if let's say cybersecurity is a threat or is a need in my environment in the IT, then maybe the company should consider giving me that cybersecurity competency so that in my job also I will be aware of that aspect. Or consider big data. If I'm an executive that need to handle a lot of data, so company should consider equipping me to also have that ability to be able to look at the data and actually process it in a big data way, taking into unstructured data together with the primary data that I have, so that I can give more value back to the company. So I think those are actually area that companies should consider equipping the workers to adapt to the job.
And looking at HRDF specifically, is HRDF looking into any ways to encourage more employers to train their workers for Industry 4.0?
I think what we do see is that companies are investing in their people. Recently, I think we did a publication of what we call the HRDF Industrial Training Participation Report. So what we do see is actually the opportunity for a worker to access to training is only about 1 in every 4%, about 25% have accessibility to training. So we actually want this figure to be higher, so that if an employee wants skill upgrading, they can actually have a higher access to this opportunity to be trained and to be equipped. So we are actually publishing this report to create the awareness that probably employer can consider to invest more in their employees. So we are hoping company will actually send workers not just for training on soft skills, but to balance it with functional skills that can lead to certification. Because certification, at the end of the day, there is actually an attestation that they have gained certain competency that is measurable and has been assessed.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Lim Ka Ching, Chief Operating Officer at the Human Resources Development Fund, or the HRDF. And we've been talking about jobs, especially jobs in the age of Industry 4.0. So we received this message here. We've been asking you how you guys feel about your jobs, if you have any questions. Monif Malik says, as an architect, not too worried for my job. We already have smart 3D software that generate building forms by factoring the environment and topography and such, but it can never produce designs that create interactions, respect traditions, tell stories, and or celebrate history. A lot of things in any industry still need a human touch. Do we have to adapt a bit due to the changes? Sure, but full-blown panic is unfounded to me. By the way, your jobs are safe too, guys. If I wanted to listen to a radio station run by robots, I would just tune in to other channels that hammer us with Taylor Swift songs every 3 minutes daily.
Well, thanks for the assurance on our jobs. But also, in terms of the architect world, right? I would say that yes, a lot of jobs that require human experience, experiential analysis, and the human touch basically would be safe from, you know, being taken over by robots. But I would also think about workers who are maybe like at a lower level, whose skills can be replicated by robots. Those would be in danger. So I'm not familiar with the architectural world, but maybe there are workers in that kind of sphere who, you know, might be affected by IRA 4.0.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that that's why we look at things like manufacturing, right? Where there is there are different levels of skills that we're talking about, and therefore different levels of workers and risk in terms of these changes. But yeah, agreed. Thank you for the vote of confidence. And I'm glad that you are feeling relatively good as well about, you know, you're sort of more Ayman than you are me. I'm not in a full-blown panic.
Look on the bright side.
But close. Okay, so keep those thoughts coming. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.